and special protection measures. Let me start with education. And of course, this is a topic on which I am particularly keen to discuss with St. Kitts Nevis, because they have an excellent record, and I want to commend them for their rollout of education, because it is exemplary and well known in the region. Because they do afford compulsory free education, virtually from the cradle, and 80% early childhood development, education development, and as well as free and compulsory primary and secondary education, and heavily subsidized tertiary education. However, of course, we have a couple of questions we need to ask about this, because it is clear that we need also to refine some areas of it. I would like to know if it is possible that the curriculum can be revisited. I saw in the reports that there were plans of a review of the curriculum, and that this, of course, was halted by COVID. I would like to know if this has been resumed, this review, and what are the results on this. But obviously, we recognize that there would have been hiccups along the way because of what happened. My colleague mentioned also the shortage of water in schools because of drought. And I also noted that some of the reports that you were even contemplating air conditioning schools because of extreme heat. And I would like to know an update on that. Your investment in education, as I said earlier, is considerable. And but it's important for us to know how well targeted this is. And I did mention that some money seems to be going back to the Treasury. And I don't think you actually addressed whether that and why that was so. On this topic, I would like to tack on something that I should have mentioned earlier, but it gives me the opportunity, the dissemination of the convention. You have some excellent programs, I noticed, for parent education, which is attached to each phase, primary education, secondary education, and nursery. You have an element which allows for parent education and special classes for parents. I think that it would be good if you could add human rights education in there, for not just the children but the parents, and think that if you could integrate that, there would be wider dissemination, because I note that not many of the population know anything about children's rights, and certainly the children seem to have very little familiarity. So I consider